I am Raina, but I bet you kind of already figured it out because the name of the show is Reflecting with Raina. This is a journal-style microcast where I reflect on my family, faith, and everything in between. I will talk about things that may be unique to me or entirely relatable to you. You can join in on the discussion by emailing the show at reflectingwithraina@gmail.com or even tweeting the show at RainaReflects on Twitter. And you can find my show notes and everything else at reflectingwithraina.com. And before I get started, because this is my first show, I figured it might be a good idea if I at least attempt to introduce myself in a very vague way, you know, right up at the beginning. So I go by Raina Swift Sage. I am 40 years old. I am a mother of two. I am a Christian. I was always raised a Christian. I was raised Methodist. And then now I kind of identify with non-denominational. I have attended a lot of different types of churches throughout my walk, my faith walk. And during my 20s, I actually went to a couple different kinds of churches. I hope to share all of this with you as we go along, because I find that if we can share our testimonies and how God has been working with us in our lives and how he continues to, and how we can reflect even in hindsight where we may have felt alone, and to realize even when we were actively putting God first in our life, we never were put on the back burner when it came to God. God has always kept each one of us first, and we take that for granted so often. So I have currently do multiple podcasts. I do a show called Chick Cave with my sister. We focus on what we do in our Chick Cave, and we tie in faith as well. And then I also have been doing a show called Christian Gaming Podcast, and I'm going to actually be putting that show on a hiatus at the moment because I'm really feeling led to focus more on the faith and how God's working in my life, and I'm not feeling so inspired in the gaming news realm, keeping up with gaming news and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I really enjoy the first part of the show where for the past 2 years I have focused on scripture and applying it to our life in game and applying it to our life in real life. And I really enjoy that part of the show, and I really felt shackled now going forward because I've lost my inspiration to track down gaming news, but I haven't lost my passion for talking about God. So I just really feel led to put that show, hit the pause button, and I'm jumping over, and I'm going to be focusing more on scripture, more on God, and more on how God is working in my life in a very off-the-cuff, authentic, rough around the edges podcast. That's why I'm doing it journal style. You may hear from me every day. You may hear from me every other day, once a week, whatever. Whenever I put in an entry, I'm going to really try to be on it. And by doing that, I'm not going to be having a magically edited, perfect show. I will stumble over my words and everything. This is a conversation style show. So you are more than welcome to join in the conversation with me at Raina. SwiftSage.com. I have a lot of my information on my other shows, and then also ReflectingWithRaina.com will take you to my hub where the show will be, and then also you can find the show on the Anchor app and many other podcast apps as I send the show out. So we're going to jump right in. We're going to get started, I was going to say, and jump right in to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to tell you a little story about my husband, and it really made me think about scripture, and I'm going to tie those two together for you because it's a cool story. So I'm going to get started. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to go to chapter 12, and we're going to hop in to verse 4. But I'm going to just talk about the theme of 1 Corinthians right off the bat. It's where Paul's addressing problems in the church and answers questions from the church. It's a basic overview, just an FYI. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11, that's what I'm going to read. So bear with me. This is an NIV version. Everyone has their own version. I once asked a pastor, what is the best version of the Bible? And he said, the one that you will read. So that's what I stick with. Everybody, you know, I study with the KJV. My devotionals tend to be in like ESV or NIV, and I'm not a Bible snob here. So, you know, if you are one, check it at the door, please. And then, because we all are on a different faith walk than one another, and we need to respect that, because we're holding the hand of our Heavenly Father. We're not holding the hand of the world, okay? So let's have some respect for that. Just going to put that right out there. So we're going to hop into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. This is out of the NIV, like I said. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. And there are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. And to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he distributes them to each one just as he determines. All right, so this is the part of the show where I'm just gonna go off the cuff. So this is what you get. What you get is what you get. So I really like that scripture because not only does it, you know, it obviously talks about the spiritual gifts that God gives us. So you know if he gives you spiritual gifts, he's got to give us some physical gifts. There's just no way that you can look at this world and see if we all had the same gift. It'd be a very boring world. We'd only make one meal really good. We'd only be really good at one sport. We'd only be really good at one game. We'd only be really good at cooking, you know, one meal and singing one song. And it'd just be boring. The world would be so boring if we all had the same talents. But the cool thing about God giving us all different talents is that he wants us to use those talents to help others and to bring him glory. And I think that is amazing. So it immediately reminded me of the story that my husband has just told me within this past week. So for the sake of trying to tie in in-laws, all the different ways that you can get confused at how you're related with each other, we're going to reference this gentleman. We will call him Bob, just because that's the most generic name I could think of right now. So my husband's brother-in-law, Bob, has moved up to where we live, and he has also recently found out that he has a biological sister that he did not know about who lives on the west side of the country. So she has been showing him so many cool fish that she has been catching from the ocean. Well, we don't really live near an ocean, so he, being new to the area, wanted to at least try to compete with her in a playful way and show her what kind of fish he can catch. And he wanted to find a place to get this started. But being new to the area, he had no idea. And my husband hadn't really got to know this gentleman, you know, very well at all. So we all went to an orchard a couple weekends ago, and they got to talking about fishing, and really quickly, the roles that we normally play got reversed. Normally, I'm the one jacking my jaws, talking to everybody, and he's the one sitting in the truck with the kids waiting for me because I'm a talkie. That's what he calls me. So, which is natural because that works because I do a I'm a podcaster. So being a talkie and podcasting kind of go hand in hand. I'm not going to complain with this gift that God has given me. But he got the gift for gab when it's talking about stuff that he likes, and it just happened to be fishing at that point in time. So Bob started to tell him that he really wanted to go fishing, and my husband's ears perked up, and he's like, "Oh, you do ya?" And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "But I just don't know where any fish, you know, where to go to get these fish. And my husband's like, psh, I'll help you. Where do you want to go? What kind of fish do you want to catch? And he's like, I want to catch a salmon. And that is when my husband's enthusiasm kind of hit a wall. You want to know why? Because that's the one fish my husband has a horrible time catching. Out of all the fish in the world Bob could have picked, he picked salmon. That is the nemesis fish for my husband. So instantly, you know, I have to be like, come on, the place is closing. They're turning off the lights. They're sweeping the floors. It is time to go. We cannot be yakking until, you know, the doors are locked. Let's go. So they decide to swap numbers and to meet up later. Well, my husband goes out, starts getting our boat ready, starts making sure the bilge water tank thing is all good in case they take out water, starts checking the motor, make sure you got gas going through everything on this boat, getting all ready. And then he starts teaching Bob what he has to do and get salmon. And then they hopped in the truck and then they ran off onto this fish buying adventure and are gonna go buy all the stuff they need to get the salmon. And my husband's all pumped and he's like, this is the day. This is the time we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're all going to get the salmon. The salmon's going to rain down. Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is I really give my husband kudos for never giving up on his salmon dreams. The reality is that my husband has the hardest time catching that fish. And he'll be in the same boat with people and they will have no problem catching a salmon. And he just can't pull it off. He knows everything there is to know about catching the salmon. So he taught Bob everything Bob needed to know to catch a salmon. And for 3 days they've gone fishing, right? The very first day they went out there and they're fishing, you know, and guess who catches a salmon? Bob. Guess who doesn't catch a salmon? My husband. I know I'm laughing, but I feel bad for him. But it's also kind of comical because it's the weird poetry of God's gifts, you know? Like, God has gifted him with the knowledge to catch the salmon. He has gifted him with the thirst of the salmon. But he just can't seal the deal. But you know what? He can catch any other fish. He can catch crappies, bluegills, catfish, anything. You name it, bass, whatever, but you try to get a salmon on my husband's hook, it's not happening. So he went through, like, oh my goodness, he spent so much time teaching Bob how to do this. Bob goes in, kadook, gets a salmon, and my husband's brain went, just exploded. Like, are you kidding me? So you know what he caught? A beautiful catfish. We don't eat catfish, but other people do, okay? If you eat catfish, fine. That's good for you. But we don't. You know, they're like this bottom feeding fish. I don't eat dish sponges, and I don't eat catfish. In fact, I'm mentally allergic to anything that lives in the water, so it's not even an option for me. But for my husband's sake. You know, and it made me think, you know, that if that story right there could tell you that you can have the knowledge to do something, but if it's not a gift from God, it ain't gonna happen, honey. It's not gonna happen. And it might not happen now. Maybe it's not your season. Maybe it's not my husband's salmon season right now. But in the future, God will flip that switch. He'll make it happen. He did it in the Bible so many times, right? Sarah was like, psh, I ain't gonna have a baby. What? I ain't popping out a baby. Do you see how old I am? Hello? Look at me. This chick is not popping out babies. And then all of a sudden, you know what? It may not have been on Sarah's time, but it was. God was going to make it happen, and God was going to make it happen on his time. And we are living on God's time. Praise the Lord, we are living on God's time, because holy moly, someday the Lord may bless my husband, flip that salmon switch, and he'll be bringing in the salmon. But right now, it's not his salmon time, okay? So I just want to say, I love that Bible verse. I love knowing that God gave each of us some amazing gifts, Don't be side-eyeing your brother and sister's gift, okay? It's not your gift. It's not your time. It's not your season, right? It's not. But if it's meant to be and then God wills it and it's on, it's in, you know, your realm of possibilities and he gives that to you, then you'll have it. But don't get worried. Don't get discouraged. Don't get mad. Don't feel jipped. Don't get jealous. Don't feel envious. Don't do none of that. Be happy with what you got, all right? Be happy with that catfish. Okay? Be happy with your catfish. So thank you everyone for joining me for the very first entry in Reflecting with Raina. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. And if you did, please hit subscribe on whatever podcast app you are listening to and feel free to join in and share in the discussion. God bless and you guys have a great day.